when you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street. You.
Those were the wonderful piano stylings of the great jazz pianist Sir Roland Hanna. Hello, this is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street here on 88.3 FM Peconic Public Broadcasting, emanating out of the now slightly chilly hamlet of Southampton, New York. Well, a few things new, unexpected, something frenetic, something aesthetic. Here on Broadway to Main Street, I hope you enjoyed the new rendition of our theme song. That was David Garrison, our singer, but reorchestrated by Sal Lerner with a full orchestra. How about that? A special way to enter the holiday season. And speaking of holiday seasons, a 3-CD set had just come out from EMI about a month ago called Liaisons, Reimagining Sondheim from the Piano by Anthony DeMar. And that's what we're going to be looking at today, Sondheim in 88 keys. So mostly DeMar, but a lot of other piano stylings of Sondheim's work. And the whole idea of 88 keys is a bit of an in-joke. Do you know what it is? We'll tell you a little later in the broadcast. Well, the idea behind DeMar's idea was to get various composers to treat the music of Sondheim for the piano in their own way. And Sondheim himself describes in the liner notes that the pieces created for liaisons are written by composers, not arrangers, and they aren't decorations of the songs. They are fantasias on them, responses to the melodic lines and the harmonies and occasionally the accompaniment. So you'll hear some stuff you'll recognize, some stuff you won't. We'll hear some other pianists as well. So today, again, we're celebrating Sondheim in 88 keys. One of my favorite songs is a famous cut song from Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum, which we opened with in a Roland Hanna version from a different recording way long ago. And this is David Shire's Fantasia on Love is in the Air, and we'll hear a little bit of the lyrics of the song, and then we'll segue into Anthony DeMar's rendition of David Shire's Fantasia on Love is in the Air. Complicated enough? Probably, but I think you'll enjoy the music.
Love is in the air, quite clearly, people everywhere act queerly. Some are hasty, some are halting, some are simply somersaulting. Love is going around. Anyone exposed can catch it. Keep your window closed and latch it. Leave your house and lose your reason. This is the contagious season. Love is going around. La la la.
Thank you.
great little Barrel House treatment of Love is in the Air, cut from Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum. We are looking at Sondheim in 88 Keys, this wonderful album called Liaisons, Reimaginings for the Piano. Could it only be a year ago that Into the Woods opened as a movie? My goodness. Well, here is Fred Hirsch, one of the finest, most precise, and yet moving pianists I know. This is his fantasia on No One Is Alone from Into the Woods. Fred Hirsch's take on No One Is Alone, played by Anthony DeMar. This is his wonderful 3-CD set that just came out from EMI about a month ago. Perfect gift for the holiday stocking of your Sondheim fan. The idea of doing Sondheim with piano alone is not necessarily a new one. I remember in college I bought a record called A Different Side of Sondheim, and the arranger pianist was Richard Rodney Bennett, who's one of my all-time favorite players. He left us, I think, about a year ago. Wonderful composer, did the score to Murder on the Orient Express, Yanks, other movies, and brilliantly understood Sondheim. Here is his take on Sondheim's Night Waltz from almost, goodness, 40 years ago. Richard Rodney Bennett plus piano plus Sondheim equals Chopin. Let's listen to another take from Richard Rodney Bennett's A Different Side of Sondheim. Came out in the late 70s. One of the first albums really to deal with Sondheim as a serious composer. Here's a beautiful song called Take Me to the World from Evening Primrose, a 1967, I believe, television special written by Sondheim. Here is Bernadette Peters to serve up the beginning of the song so you can get to know it, and then we'll segue into Richard Rodney Bennett. Take Me to the World.
Streets instead of aisles. teach me how to laugh, to feel, move me to the sun. Just hold my hand whenever we arrive. Take me to the world where I can be
We all know Barcelona, the great sort of one-act duet from Company. Here is Richard Rodney Bennett managing to bring the pathos out of that music on the piano without any of the lyrics. Quite extraordinary. Richard Rodney Bennett's A Different Side of Sondheim.
Thank you.
Richard Rodney Bennett, with a very talented guitarist whose name I'm afraid I don't know, giving us a version of Barcelona on the 88 Keys, and that is the title of today's Broadway to Main Street, Sondheim in 88 Keys. One of the great pianists of the late part of the 20th century was George Shearing, who, of course, backed Mel Torme on so many albums and proved to be an incredibly sensitive piano artist of his own. I don't know, about 15, 20 years back, he did an album called My Favorite Things, and here is his version of the Sondheim ballad, Anyone Can Whistle. I think it's extraordinary, and here is Lee Remick to give us a little sampling of that song before we segue into Mr. Shearing.
Anyone can whistle, that's what they say, easy. Anyone can whistle, any old day, easy. It's all so simple, relax, let go, let fly, so someone tell me why can't I can dance a tango, I can read Greek, easy. I can slay a dragon any old week, easy. What's hard is simple, what's natural comes hard. Maybe you could show me how to let go. Me.
That was George Shearing doing his attempt at Anyone Can Whistling. This is Larry Maslin, your host for Broadway to Main Street. Today's topic at hand, both hands, left and right, is Sondheim in 88 Keys. And we're basing this on this extraordinary 3-CD set that just came out on EMI, all played by Anthony DeMar, which are reimaginings of Sondheim pieces on the piano by a variety of interesting and attractive composers. I want to just take my finishing the hat to Mark Eden Horowitz, an old chum who wrote the terrific liner notes for this set and turned me on to it. So it's a nice sort of restful, interesting way of listening to Sondheim's great and not nearly appreciated enough music on a Sunday. What a perfect day to listen to Sondheim. Thomas Newman is a wonderful composer. He did the soundtrack to Spectre, which is out now, and I think it's terrific. This is his version of Not While I'm Around from Sweeney Todd, and we'll hear my dear friend Mano Felciano lead us off a little bit into the song, and then we'll go into Thomas Newman's version, on which appears on Liaisons. Not While I'm Around from Sweeney Todd.
You know, Mum, there's nothing I wouldn't do for you. If there was a monster, or an ogre, or anything bad like what was after you, I'd rip it apart. With my bare fists, I would.
What a sweet child it is.
Or even if it was just a man.
A man, dear?
A man what was bad? What might be luring you all unbeknownst into his evil deeds like?
What is this? What are you talking about?
Nothing's gonna harm you, not while I'm around. Nothing's gonna harm you, no sir, not while I'm around. Demons are prowling everywhere nowadays.
And so they are, dear.
I'll send them howling, I don't care, I got way.
Of course you do. What a sweet, affectionate child it is.
No one's gonna hurt you. No one's gonna dare. Others can desert you. Not to worry. Whistle, I'll be there. Demons will charm you with a smile for a while. But in
thank you.
Thomas Newman's take on Not While I'm Around. Pacific Overtures from 1976 is perhaps my favorite Sondheim score. I love everything about it, particularly this song, which I rarely get a chance to play, called A Bowler Hat. And here is Annie Gosfield's take on it, served up with a little context from the original cast album.
It's called A Bowler Hat. I have no wife. The swallow flying through the sky is not as swift as I am flying through my life. You pour the milk before the tea. The Dutch ambassador is no fool. I must remember that. A bowler hat. They send me wine. The house is far too grand. I bought a new umbrella stand. Today I visited the church beside the shrine. I'm learning English from a book. Most exciting. It's called a bowler hat. I have a wife. No eagle flies against the sky as eagerly as I have flown against my life. One smokes American cigars. The Dutch ambassador was most rude. I will remember that. Wind my pocket watch. We serve white wine. The house is far too small. I killed a spider on the wall. One of the servants thought it was a lucky sign. I read Spinoza every day. Formidable. Where is my bowler hat? I've left my wife. No bird exploring in the sky explores as well as I the corners of my life. One must keep moving with the times. The Dutch ambassador is a fool. He wears a bowler hat. Spectacles. I drink much wine. I take imported pills. I have a house up in the hills. I've hired British architects to redesign. One must accommodate the times as one lives them. One must remember that. Called a cutaway.
Thank you.
That was Anthony DeMar's take on Annie Gosfield's version of Stephen Sondheim's A Bowler Hat from Pacific Overtures. I hope you've enjoyed our exploration into Sondheim in 88 Keys this Sunday. It's always pertinent, I suppose, to do a Sondheim Hour on a Sunday, on a today quite a beautiful Sunday, I must say. This is from this, I think, extraordinary 3-CD set that just came out from EMI called Liaisons, Reimagining Sondheim from the Piano, and they are some, I don't know, 30-odd selections of people's take by major composers on Stephen Sondheim, all played by Anthony DeMar. I think it would be the perfect gift this holiday for people who are serious about Sondheim, and serious and like Sondheim. One of the little jokes I mentioned earlier on is we had a little in-joke in our title, Sondheim in 88 Keys. So that was a trivia question. Does anybody know what that refers to? Hands in the back. Anybody? Anybody other than Mark Horowitz? Yes. In the film Dick Tracy, the character of 88 Keys was played by Sondheim interpreter par excellence Mandy Patinkin. And of course, Sondheim wrote the score to the film Dick Tracy. Well, I think that's esoteric enough for one day. Let's finish out this extraordinary collection with a piece by Steve Reich, no mean composer, arranger, pianist himself, one of the great composers of the 21st century. Here is his version of Finishing the Hat, which he overdubs in two pianos, the way that I think Bill Evans used to do something similar. And again, it's always lovely to play Sondheim on a Sunday. So here is Finishing the Hat, as interpreted by Steve Reich, played by Anthony DeMar. Hope you enjoy it, and we'll get together next week. Thanks.
Where is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.